You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses. It's an honor and a privilege to be joined by John Batiste. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
The new album is called Big Money, nominated for Best Americana Album, Best American Roots Song for the title track, and Best American Roots Performance for the track Lonely Avenue, with help from Randy Newman. John, in a press release for this record, you said, "I want these new songs to wash over you, but I also want you to understand how they live on at least three levels at all times, musically, philosophically, and socially." So I want to start by asking you, when you go into the process of recording a new album, which of those three tenets do you start with? Do you have a musical idea and a sonic direction, or do you have a philosophical idea and a social idea that you want to communicate? Which comes first?
I think about wanting to do something that intuitively feels right, feels of service to humanity, and gives something artistically to me that I've been searching for, that, you know, evolves me as an artist. It pushes me. And I think once I do all those things, then the genre, if you want to call it that, the message and all of the philosophies that come with the music, they just come together. It's very intuitive in that way.
Now, you're primarily known for your piano playing, but you took a guitar-driven approach for this record. What inspired you to lead with the guitar?
I was playing a lot of guitar on the road, and obviously knowing the piano is my main instrument, the guitar was something that, on the tour, I found an unusual relationship with it, because I could carry it around. The piano, you can't strap a piano around your neck.
Right.
And so I was moving around the road on the tour bus and backstage and meeting folks, and I'd always have the guitar, and it just turned into this thing that was my unorthodox form of journaling. I would write sketches of ideas and lyrics and poetry, and sometimes it'd even be hums and things on the guitar, and I would record some of them, and it would just be a way of processing all the different experiences I was having and all the people that I was meeting along the way, stories that I was hearing that I had within. All of it just was coming through that guitar. And I thought about how many songs I had written on the guitar before that, and it was, you counted on one hand. And so it just changed the direction of where I was going before I even knew I'd make a guitar album, so to speak. It was something about my relationship on tour with journaling and with capturing these moments through the guitar.
We're speaking with John Batiste on WNRN about his new album, Big Money. Now, you teamed up with Nick Waterhouse on this record. Can you tell us how you two linked up?
Nick is amazing. He's a great historian, musician, producer, and wonderful person. The spirit of people who I surround myself with are those who are giving and loving and really want to uplift each other. And he's one of my oldest friends. We met over a decade ago, actually. We met, and it was on a show. We were playing a bill together, and we had never met. So, you know, we shook each other's hand and in the backstage area before the show, and immediately were like, we want to continue this relationship. Went into the studio. He knows everything about recording to analog tape and the history of recorded music. He understands every era, and he's a incredible, knowledgeable historian when it comes to who played on what records and what instrument they played and where that instrument was manufactured. And, you know, he's so I've worked on all of my albums with Nick since We Are, and we've had the great fortune of being able to collaborate and perform together. So, you know, it's all about relationships for me. Many of the people in my life who I work with and create with, and also who my friends or my wife, it's been 10, 20 plus years of building together.
I'm Desiree Moses. I'm speaking with John Batiste for WNRN today. John, I think the last time that you came through our neck of the woods, you were visiting Charlottesville as part of the Virginia Film Festival, screening your documentary, American Symphony. You've scored Pixar films, contributed to the soundtrack for the SNL movie Saturday Night. So I'm curious how you view the relationship between music and visuals.
Wow. I think of music visually as characters. I think of it as stories. And I think when you have the audience, I'd imagine when they're seeing a visual for music, it informs the music for them, and it informs how they receive the message. And I'm very much a proponent of sharing a holistic world through the music with the audience and giving them something that they can immerse themselves into. That's why I love working on movies, because the script it comes to life in all these ways that an album doesn't always have the opportunity to do.
John, as I mentioned, you're nominated for 3 Grammys. One is Best Americana Album, one is Best American Roots Song, and another is Best American Roots Performance. In our world, the genre of Americana is a bit of a tricky thing. And in the press release for this album, you said that you set out to create the new Americana. Can you expand on that for us?
Yes, Americana is for me not just a genre title. It's something that was adopted by the Americana Association as a genre title around the year 2000, and it's continuing to evolve as a genre title. But before that, it's a culture and it's the essence of all the things that we are, Americans, all the things that make us who we are, and the essence of those things in sound was the sound history of America. And there's so many things that I believe are a part of the canon of our sonic identity that continue to evolve and change. And as America evolves and as we learn more about who we are and our history, and we start to continue to define our identity rooted in all of our core principles, then a new Americana or an evolution of Americana is inevitable. So it just, every so often, artists, as the musical authorities of culture and expression, we push boundaries and evolve terms and share our art in the effort to enlighten and to enrich. And that's all we're really talking about.
John, you're such a prolific artist. Do you always have a project in your back pocket, or do you just wait until the muse strikes?
You want to keep it very intuitive and not really think so much about what you want to do before you do it. One of my good friends, the writer, he says to me the other night, we were talking about creativity, and he's always thinking of a project, but then when he starts to write, he says, if the thing that I intended to write is what I end up writing, then I didn't need to write it. Meaning that if you intend to do something and through the process you don't discover anything new about it that pushes you in a direction that you weren't expecting, then it wasn't something that you needed to write. You already are there. It's already a part of what you know. We want to write and sing what we don't know, what we want to discover, the thing that is going to be the evolution not only of our music, but of our humanity, and push us to, the human part is what we're sharing as artists. The music is just a vessel for that to come through. Your music is never going to be any more or less than you are as a human being. So work on being a better human and work on pushing yourself forward, and the music will come and the muse will strike when it's time.
John Batiste live on WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses. We're discussing his latest album, his 7th studio release overall, called Big Money. The only cover on the album is the Ray Charles song Lonely Avenue, which was recorded in one take in Randy Newman's living room. Would you mind sharing more about that experience with us?
Yes, indeed. I mean, many of the recordings, speaking of the history of recorded music, going back to everybody being in the room together, capturing a moment, that lightning in a bottle. And Lonely Avenue was no different, but we really wanted to make it not a rule, but just an approach of the album being one take. You capture the moment and not think about how to fix it in post, as they say. But Lonely
Right.
Avenue with Randy was so of that spirit, even in that it wasn't in the studio, it was in his living room. And on his piano in the living room, we would be hanging out, playing records and singing. And this was a part of our gathering and celebrating him and celebrating the music we love. This is a Ray Charles cover. So, both of us have a deep affinity for Ray Charles. And Randy is someone who's been a shining light for me and a mentor for me. And we wanted to continue the lineage of Ray Charles by covering one of his songs. Doc Pomus wrote this Lonely Avenue blues composition, and it's an incredible piece that Ray made famous, but not many people have gone back to perform it. So this is why we wanted to release it.
John Batiste live on WNRN discussing his album Big Money. John, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to speak with you. Many blessings.